Last Sunday at the O2 Arena in London, Henri Kontinen and John Peers won the doubles title at the ATP Finals for the second consecutive year. They beat the Polish-Brazilian duo of Lukas Kubot and Marcelo Melo.
Ladies and gentlemen, congratulations to this afternoon's winners, Henri Kontinen and John Peers.
The straight sets victory gave Kontinen and Peers their fifth title of the year. Only three other doubles pairs have won consecutive crowns in the 48-year history of the competition, which is restricted to the top eight teams of the year. Kontinen said he was thrilled with the achievement.
Yeah, obviously it's, I don't know if the toughest, but one of the toughest tournaments to win. Only top eight teams here. So it's a tough field to get through. Luckily we played a round robin format, so we got another shot after starting off very bad or slow. But obviously pretty amazing to win back to back, and hopefully we'll play well here again next year if we make it here. Hopefully we do.
No pairings won three on the trot since John McEnroe and Peter Fleming pulled off the feat back in the late 1970s. In fact, McEnroe and Fleming won seven consecutive titles between 1978 and 1984. That haul has not been surpassed. In the singles competition, Roger Federer was trying to make it seven up. The Swiss was appearing for the 15th time in the competition, and after advancing undefeated from the pool stages, the 36-year-old lost in the semi-finals to the 7th seed David Goffin. The Belgian hadn't won any of his previous six meetings with Federer. Indeed, the 26-year-old admitted before the semi-final that he didn't have a clue what to do and would have to try something different. So, Roger, what did he do?
Yeah, he played better. That was a good plan. It's that simple. I don't feel like you could do that much different things on this court, you know. If you told me that he was going to play way back in the court and roll the ball up and try things like this, then it's really a big change. Other than that, I didn't feel a big difference to previous times. And he struggled for the first set and a bit anyways. So I just think he was able to raise his game, and maybe I helped him doing it, maybe not. Look, I just think the better returner won over the better server today, and it's a bit disappointing for me because, you know, it's indoors, it's a court I like to play on, but I had my chances and missed them, and when he had them, he was very committed, and I think that was the difference today.
As well as going for a seventh end-of-season championships, Federer was looking for his eighth title of the season. He came back in January after 6 months out with injury. He won the Australian Open to lift his 18th Grand Slam title. There were wins also at the Indian Wells and Miami Masters in the spring. There was the Haller title on grass, and then a record 8th Wimbledon crown, his 19th Grand Slam trophy. In October, he won the Shanghai Masters and the Swiss Indoors in Basel.
It's been an amazing year for me. Been so happy that I was playing at this level, you know, from the beginning till basically the end. So it's been great. Really enjoyed myself in the process. I felt I was playing in a way that I also, you know, I like, you know, playing forward, playing attacking tennis. Looking ahead, you know, I'm just looking forward to some time off right now and away from the match courts again, away from the pressure, and then hopefully play well in Australia. Can't wait to play there again. Had a best time of my life over there this year, so can't wait to go back there.
Well, when he gets to Australia in January, the world number one Rafael Nadal might not be around. The Spaniard withdrew from the ATP Finals after his first match of the group stages against Goffin. Nadal went down fighting, but it was his dodgy knees that did him in.
I had the commitment with the event, with the city, with myself. I tried hard. I did the thing that I had to do to try to be ready to play, but I am really not ready to play. No, I really fight it a lot during the match, but knowing that probably was a big chance to be the last match of the season. So that's what's going to be. The pain, and I cannot hold with enough power to keep playing. I tried, but seriously, it was a miracle to be in very close on the score during the match. it really don't make sense.
Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention.
So off went Rafa back to Spain to convalesce. Nadal's compatriot Pablo Carreño Busta took his place in the Pete Sampras group, but he lost both of his matches. Another player who went home early was 20-year-old Alex Zverev. He was the youngest qualifier for the tournament since Novak Djokovic 10 years ago. Zverev was in London on the back of five titles in 2017. The third seed was drawn in the same group as Federer and regarded as a possible champion. The German got past Marin Cilic in three sets in his opening match, lost to Federer in his second, and was favourite to beat fellow tournament debutant Jack Sock in the final match. After coming from 4-1 down in the final set to level at 4-all, Zverev admitted he lost the plot when serving to make it 5-all.
Yeah, I choked. It's quite easy. I won the second set 6-1. I was up 1-0 with a break. And I was down 1-4 within 10 minutes, where I didn't put many balls in the court. And then when I got back at 4-5, that was one of the worst games I think I played all year. So yeah, I just choked.
You say you felt you were choking, but at that point, do you think I hit my way out of this, or I become more tentative and become patient? And when you're on court,
I found my rhythm again in the middle of the third set. I got the break back. I started to play, feel like better until the game of 4-5, and then it was one of the worst games I think I've played, not only in this match.
So Sock went into the semis. Awaiting him was Grigor Dimitrov. The 26-year-old Bulgarian has been a strange beast since breaking onto the scene 9 years ago. His single-handed backhand and extravagant shot-making brought comparisons with a man called Federer. However, unlike Federer, Dimitrov hasn't amassed the major titles. A few years back, he was more famous for having the tennis star Maria Sharapova as his girlfriend. There were also concerns that he was never going to fulfill his huge promise.
I think it's fair to say in my case, but everybody has a different path, different way. It's just simple as that. And sooner or later, you realize things in life, whether it's tennis or whether it's life, whether it's the way you've been working or you do the stuff. So I think there's a lot of components that kind of come in together at some point, and you kind of, I think, make a decision. And I think my decision's been made since a long time. It was just, I guess, like fighting with my demons to find the right, the right path to be consistent enough. But other than that, I wouldn't put anything that way. I think the best is yet to come.
Well, 24 hours later, the best did indeed come. After getting past Sock, Dimitrov beat Goffin in three sets to lift the ATP Finals crown. It was the biggest title of his career.
I'm super excited for what's ahead. I'm already looking for the next season. Getting excited also a little bit for the off season, which is not the most exciting time, but I'm getting excited, so I think that's a good sign, right? And yeah, I can only give 100% for myself, really. How the rest would unfold. Maybe I come back next year and I don't do it obviously as good, but what can I do? It's not in the end of the world. I'll just get back at it and just keep trying to reach out what I really want to reach out. Oh, we can be heroes just for
one day. Well, next year on the circuit will be tougher. Lots of players such as Djokovic, Stan Wawrinka, Kei Nishikori and Milos Raonic will be coming back from injury, not to mention the young guns hoping to make a name for themselves. It will be fascinating to see who'll be among the top eight at next year's ATP Finals. Well, that's it from Sports Insight for this week. My thanks to Alain Bleu for studio production. From me, Paul Myers, ciao.